Welcome to Fund with Fundraising. I'm Deanna Lund, your host. I am a small business owner, author, and speaker. And in this podcast, I will be sharing tips and tactics with you about all things fundraising. I will be sharing interviews with interesting people, and it's going to be amazing. You will also hear my fundraising journey, so you guys can follow along while I hit my 2021 goal. Let's jump right in. To be honest, this week has been strange. I'm feeling a bit discouraged. I'm going to not be editing this episode, I think, depending on how bad it's going to be, but I think I'm not going to edit it just because one of the things that happened this week was that the guys I was trying to hire to edit my podcast, well, not these solo episodes, but the interviews, that didn't go very well. And I think it's hard to get these blows. I know that this is happening. Like, it's just, I have so much on my plate right now. I'm still waiting back to hear back on the whole venue thing for the kickoff event in January. And I feel like I'm starting to doubt myself at the moment. I know that there are ups and downs in all projects, and I'm just in general in a place in my life right now where everything seems a bit, I don't know, hard, I guess. I have my own small business, but right now not a lot is happening. So I also have a temp job, which is full time, and I have my home life, my husband and the dog and the cat. And then I have this whole 2021 project that I think is amazing and I really want to do it. But I'm also, okay, so I don't remember if I said this, but I'm a 7 in the Enneagram thing. I think I mentioned this maybe last time. That means I get so many ideas all of the time. I have this thing they call shiny object syndrome. And that means that I tend to get ideas all the time and I tend to follow them and kind of forget about the other projects that I'm doing. So what I'm doing with the 2021 project is that I'm starting a lot of small projects within the project, and it makes it interesting for me, but it also makes it a bit confusing. So my husband told me, well, he actually listens to my episode, so hi, sweetie. But he told me last time, he was like, it seemed a bit weird, like, where did the beads and the jewelry come from all of a sudden? And so I wanted it to let you guys know step by step what's going on at the moment. So I have this huge goal, which is a 2021 project of raising $100,000 to the MS Foundation in Denmark. But going towards international research. And then within that goal, I have, or the base of that goal is to be able to get sponsors based on how many kilometers I walk a week. And let's be honest, it's going to be walking, not running, but walk per week. Then I also decided on doing a kickoff party. Wow, this is going so bad. Sorry, guys. But having a kickoff party in January, which I'm working on now. And then I started the jewelry making of the bracelets. So that is buying some beads, but also I want to do more and more. Find beads in thrift stores and upcycle them and make new bracelets and necklaces that I sell, where the proceeds go to the foundation and to the goal as well. And then I am thinking about two more things, actually. And it seems like it's not a lot of work, but then I know all of a sudden it's going to be a lot of work when I actually sit down and do it. But one thing is to make a monthly walk where you could sign up and then you pay like, I don't know, $10, $20 or something like that. And then you get a piece of fruit and water, or I think. And then we go for a 5K walk. And then again, the proceeds go towards the foundation and the goal of raising 100,000. Then it will still be like you're paying to participate in something, right? And then we add money to the goal, towards the goal. So, and I'm thinking to doing this, about doing this. So one thing is doing it here in Denmark, but maybe also having a virtual walk so that if people want to join and go for a walk on the same day, they can also do that and then donate an amount of money and then post pictures. See, all of a sudden now it's taking, it's becoming more. And the other thing I've been thinking about doing is, because I think it's so much fun to do bracelets and to be creative, I was thinking of doing a workshop where I provide all the material, or people could take their own old jewelry and beads and stuff like that, and then saying like, okay, so you'll pay, I don't know, $50 maybe, and then you can make, then we're making jewelry for 2 hours, and then they can, yeah, based on the proceeds again, that's what's going to be going towards the foundation. And someone also suggested to me that it could be that, so they will donate the bracelets so that I could sell them as well towards the donations. So that could also be a really good idea. At the same time, I'm trying to figure out, yeah, I'm just kind of trying to figure out how to get it all to work together, because I get so many ideas and I want to do everything, and I know that it's way too much work, and I'm also having, or I'm doing an education or a course in hypnosis on the side, and funnily enough, my husband also would like to see me, which is also the whole point of wanting to have my own, well, not the whole point, some of the point of wanting to have my own company with, as a full-time thing, to be more at home with him, and yeah, use time with him, or spend time with him. So my week to come is gonna be trying to find someone to edit the episodes, and hopefully that will work out. And then it's going to get the venue down. I need to call the girl or the woman from the place I've been talking to tomorrow to figure out if they are okay with the offer or not, because if they are not, I am kind of screwed. I need to at least then figure something out. So that's what I need to do. That's the main priority. And then I also need to start marketing the whole event, because it's all of a sudden we're halfway through, more than halfway through October, and I have to sell at least 100 tickets. There's going to be, if everything goes as planned, there's going to be 200 tickets available, and I need to sell at least 100 just to more or less break even. So I'm crossing my fingers that that will happen. I'm still trying to figure out if in some way we can do a stream, but I think that's kind of difficult because the equipment for that will be like, I don't know, $2,000 or something to set that up in the space as well. So yeah, I'll figure that out. And I have found that I say so and a lot, but you'll have to live with it for this time. And if you have any good ideas, if you have any input, anything at all, please let me know. You can catch me by email or Instagram. And yeah, that's it for now. I hope you will enjoy next week's episode, or this week's episode. Well, I hope also next week's episode, but this week's episode is a bit different because it's all about how to help fundraise when you have a company. So enjoy that on Thursday, and have a great day. If you know someone you think would find this podcast interesting, please do share with them. It makes a world of difference to me and the podcast to reach even more people. I look forward to sharing the next interview with you on Thursday. It's going to be amazing. So yeah, just have fun until then.